Senator Dockstetter in studio with us this morning to give us an update on how things went from the legislative session over the weekend. Senator.
Good morning, Duke and Dal. It was kind of an interesting couple of days over there in Cheyenne. The word we sent out to most legislators, just simply stay home and do it over the internet. And it was kind of an interesting experience. I went over because I have an office and I can stay in that office over there, corner office there in the Capitol, and that's where I worked out of, was just simply being there and being an assistant to the president, so to speak, as he set up in the desk there on the Senate floor with a big television in front of him. And on that television, all the senators from across the state. And he could see them, and when they would want to speak, they would raise their hand. You can visually raise your hand, and you can see it. And that's how we moved the legislation through. The same on the House side. The Speaker sat there in his chair, in even a bigger screen, because versus our 30 senators, he has 60 representatives across the state to track, and he would look up on the screen, they would talk, and obviously their debate took a lot longer because the number was larger. Yeah, but a lot of this we tried to take care of ahead of time in management council. Management council is the leadership of the Senate, leadership of the House, and they come together and they kind of formulated all this legislation dealing with what? Specifically, the CARES Act. CARES Act was funneling the money back out to the state, saying this is how we're going to help each state, and then the state was responsible for redistributing that money through the legislative process. So the governor called a special session last week, brought the legislature together, and we met virtually, the majority, online, while the leadership of the Senate and the leadership of the House was actually in the chambers or off the side of the chambers. There's actually just the president in his desk and the Speaker at his desk. Some of the legislators chose to attend in person, but they were asked to mask up and go to work there at the Capitol because legislative staff was staying in their offices and not directly having contact, but you could, you know, call them, talk to them, have that conversation that way. With that, the CARES Act was passed and we went to work. First, the management council, as I mentioned, went to work addressing how we were going to distribute the money. One of those meetings, I sat here in my office, and we were virtually in a legislative meeting, but I was in my office, and we went through 11 hours of work taking a 20-minute lunch break. So all the work continued, thank goodness to the internet. I don't know what the folks did in the flu pandemic back in the early 1900s. They had no internet to come together and work with. I read one historical account where they tried to meet in Cheyenne. That didn't work, so they all went home. They couldn't stay safe, But when it all came together and was moved out to the legislative body in the special session of the legislature, this is kind of just a nutshell version of what we did. We had $300 million for locally owned and operated businesses and nonprofits. Most went into, or at least $50 million of that went into an immediate program. Our big concern was helping those businesses that had simply been shut down because of health orders. They needed some help, so $50 million of that went out to those businesses impacted by the public health closures. Under the program, grants would range from $20,000 to $50,000 per business, with applications open to independent Wyoming-based businesses of 50 employees or less. That was the first step. That was the quick, let's get it out there, let's make sure that they apply, that they get it in there to help, because not everybody was a part of that PPP Act that came through in the beginning. There are still businesses out there that needed help. There was some debate over the language. Was it a forced closure or not? Regardless, I said, for example, I said, I take you up and down my 40 to 50-mile long Main Street in Star Valley. Regardless if they were actually closed or not, business had changed for them once that Health Act was issued. So I was pushing pretty hard for that. Now, another one that's out there, kind of still a short-term business relief program beyond that $50 million, offers larger stipends to businesses, about $300,000 versus the $50,000. This one coming up that will be applied for and taken care of in July, and this includes about $300,000 for businesses. That program received the bulk of the funding, $225 million in one bill, and that's kind of a follow-up program. Putting the quick money out there first, making sure that they apply, making sure that it's taken care of, and then following up with the other $300,000 because we've had so many businesses across the state of Wyoming affected by all of this. Also have $175 million in general assistance to local governments to make sure that they're shored up and taken care of. That's our towns and our counties. Another measure that would help renters who can't pay their rent because of unemployment issues, that keeps a roof over their head, and then we make sure that landlords are paid, people are not out on the streets because of this. And that's, you get into some of the larger cities and so forth, they got issues. They're unemployed and they still need a place to live. A measure to help employers dropping the charges to their businesses regarding what was submitted to COVID-19 in unemployment benefits. Like somebody's unemployed, then the business turn around, they have to make up for that. It's not just, okay, the state's going to do that. The business step in and help with those unemployment claims. We're pulling that back, and if that person has been unemployed because of COVID-19, then the business has some relief there. A big part of the millions for medical infrastructure, we're looking at setting up better programs for rural health care. What we found in this is our larger cities were well taken care of, but as we experienced here, I brought up and spoke in session on camera, on the internet. I said, here we had just a great healthcare facility, still do have a great healthcare facility, but we told essentially through those orders, Star Valley Health, you shut down, and there we sat with 22 empty beds with the potential of having COVID patients that never came, never showed up, so that cost us about $3.5 million, about 74 jobs furloughed out there, and I said, all because of COVID healthcare orders. And I said, how do we do this to great healthcare organizations across the state? How can we walk away without helping them or making sure there's some assistance there? So we're working on that. And in summary, all of this is just a nutshell version. All this goes to the governor's desk. It's sitting on his desk right now. One of the bills was held up because the Senate said, the majority of the bills went through, but the Senate said, okay, in regards to school funding, they actually are receiving some federal funding now, so can we use some of the state funding to shore up what's happening across the state with closed businesses and so forth? Senate passed it. The House said no go, so they killed that bill. But making it clear, all the funding was still there for the schools through federal funding. But the House said no to that. The Senate said no, we got to restructure this money. That will still be pending and in question. Governor can veto all of that, veto all the bills that are on his desks. Everything has to be taken care of in Wyoming with the CARES Act by December 30th. That's the reason that we're moving quickly and having these sessions. Those days, Friday and Saturday, I can tell you were long, rigorous. In the meantime, we're still, because we are separated out across the state, we're trying to communicate with the other legislators online and calling and checking with them, a lot of conversation going on, but it was all done under a historic moment with a Senate president and a Speaker of the House sitting at their desk with virtually, for the most part, empty chambers, looking at computer screens, big, big television computer screens with legislators located all across the state of Wyoming. Very historic.
Senator, one question I had, some discussion I saw online leading into this session was that if a business received federal assistance through the Paycheck Protection Program under the CARES Act, that they likely weren't going to qualify for state assistance.
This will go, yeah, the state assistance will make sure that those who missed it for whatever reason, because it got congested there for a while, money ran out, then they put some money back in, federal PPP is still available, but this is making sure that no business that was closed because of those healthcare orders is left out in the cold, that they're taken care of. This is a backstop.
Senator Dan Doxeter this morning, it's all part of the SVI Radio Network. Are you-